The Golden Age of Network Radio on Here's to Veterans.
Here's to Veterans from Lum and Abner. Here's to Veterans, an enjoyable quarter hour of entertainment and helpful information brought to you transcribed by the top flight talent of radio in cooperation with the Veterans Administration. Dedicated to the citizens who served in our armed forces, now working shoulder to shoulder with their fellow Americans to make a stronger and better America for us all.
Performances by top stars in the early days of network radio launched Here's to Veterans on its long public service career. Commenting on the special series of vintage shows, John Hickman.
Hi, everyone. Today we're off to Pine Ridge, Arkansas, to visit those lovable proprietors of the Jot 'em Down store, Lum and Abner. The boys began on radio in 1931, have been heard on every major American network, and believe it or not, they're still on the air today. The past becomes the present, for here again is Gene Baker, their longtime announcer, with a word to you veterans.
I don't have to tell you that all Americans have a special soft spot in their hearts for those of you who came back from service with lasting injuries. Naturally, the disabled veteran tops the list when it comes to getting service from the Veterans Administration, and they do get service. Take Bob, for instance. The lad lost both legs in the war, but he's not disheartened. He got the best of medical care, was given new legs, and trained in their use. Bob is getting a compensation check for his disability, large enough for him to coast along on if he wanted to. But Bob isn't that type. He'd been in law school before the war, so the VA helped him to go back there, and one of these days he'll be hanging out his own shingle. Meanwhile, he gets his tuition, fees, and books paid for. He also receives a monthly subsistence check in addition to his compensation payment. For Bob, compensation payments will keep on coming every single month for the rest of his life. Uncle Sam doesn't forget disabled veterans like Bob.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jot 'em Down store. Lum is talking on the telephone.
Listen. Yeah, that's right, Mamie. Yeah, the fellow that runs the music store there at the county seat. No, I don't know his name, but I've saw him. He's a short, bald-headed feller, sort of, if that'll help you any. Yeah, get him as quick as you can, Mamie, please. All right, much obliged.
Lum, what in the world do you want to talk to that fella that runs the music store for?
I want to ask him something about the piano tuning business, natural.
Piano tuning? Are you actual serious about taking up that work, Lum?
Well, of course I am. I ain't going to pass up opportunity like that. That's a big deal there with practical no competition. Leastways, not around Pine Ridge.
Ain't many pianos around Pine Ridge, neither.
Well, there's a heap more than you think there is.
No.
I done some checking up over the weekend, taking sort of a galloping poll, they call it. I found out there's 11 pioneers in this town.
11?
Yes, sir.
I don't believe it. You must have counted some of them twice. You got to galloping too fast, sir.
No, I can name them all for you. Sister Simpson's got one over at the boarding house there.
Yeah, yeah.
There's one at the church and the schoolhouse and the lodge hall.
That's just four.
Well, I ain't done yet. There's that second-hand one the Bates has bought for the little duty to practice on. And Squire Skimp's got one.
Yeah, that's right. Mayor Skimp never plays it so long. They keep the kiver down on it all the time.
Well, it can get out of tune whether they play it or not.
Well, how can you tell if it's out of tune if it ain't never been played on?
Granny, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure.
Well, I'll just have to study up some way to get her to play it.
Well, if you do that, you'll more likely have to sit there and listen to her, too.
Yeah, well, every business has got its drawbacks. There's always something you have to put up with.
Well, Lum, that still just makes 6 pioneers in this town. Thought you said there was 11.
Well, there is. There's that in the grandpap's got.
That's a player pioneer.
Well, it's got to be tuned just the same.
Well, about all you'd have to do there is just punch new holes in them paper rolls that he slaps on there.
No, you tune them the regular way, I think. Leastways, I'm going to.
That still just makes 7.
Well, there's one out there at the dance pavilion at Pin Oak Flats.
Yeah.
Harry Hodgkins has got one over there at the liver stable.
Oh, at the liver stable? Them horses can't play a pioneer long.
Don't you recollect he's got harness hanging on it and a bunch of other junk?
No, that thing. Well, that ain't no good, Lum. All the keys is off of it.
It's a pioneer just the same. I figure I can charge him just twice as much to get it back in shape again.
My doggies, that's right. I never thought about that.
No, there's lots of angles to this business.
That still just makes nine, though.
Well, Johnson's have got one. That old one over there at their place. And the Seastrunks's has got one.
Every Seastrunk? You're mistook, Carol.
No, I ain't. They got it sitting right there in the parlor in that front corner. Got a big shawl over it. Photographs of the whole family sitting on top of it. And that big vase full of pampas grass, I believe they call it.
Well, I do know. Well, I saw that vase full of pampas grass 1,000 or 100 times, but I never knowed it was a pine or 100.
Well, they is. And that makes 11.
Dog as long does pioneers get cold easy.
Get cold?
Yeah, I just noticed, Mike, now every one you see, they got a shawl on it. What's the idea of that?
I don't know, but they always have to have them embroidered, I know.
Yeah, there's some connection there.
No, Abner, I studied it all over. If I can get $15 apiece for tuning them pianos, why, that's $165 right there.
$165?
Yeah, near as I can see, practical every 1 cent of that's profit.
Yeah, sure, it's all profit. Wait a minute, that's all ring. That must be your call.
Good, good. Get out of the way.
Oh, excuse me.
Hello.
Oh.
Did you get him, Amy?
Step on him.
Oh, hello, sir. Yeah, I called you. My name is L. Edwards. You might have heard of me. I run a store down here in Pine Ridge.
He runs a store.
You never, huh? Well, that's my name anyway. Well, here's what I called you about. I'm aiming on going into the pioneer tuning business, and there's one little point I want to ask you about.
I'll help him run it.
Yeah. How do you do it? I say, how do you do it? Tune pioneers. Well, I know I never have tried it before, but I figured I could learn. I'm awful good at picking up stuff fast that way. Oh, you don't? Well, do you know of anybody that might could help me? Who? Oh, I see. Wait a minute. What's that name again now? Oh, well, no use calling him if he's dead. Who?
Of course not.
Hello? 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 We've cut off.
Huh?
Hello, Mamie. Hello. Hello. Can't even get her now.
Well, what happened?
I don't know. We were just talking along all of a sudden. Hello, is that you, Mamie? Well, something happened to that call to the county seat. Yeah, will you try to get him back for me? Yeah, it's awfully important. All right. Granny, that was a fine time for that to happen.
Was he telling you how to tune pioneers?
No, he said he never knowed nothing about it himself, so he's trying to think up names of fellers that might be able to learn me. One trouble, though, everybody he thought of is either moved or dead.
Hmm. Then he hung up the telephone on you, huh?
No, he never hung up. Something happened to the connection. I think he was just getting ready to tell me something, too. Dad, blame it, I have the worst luck, looks like.
Well, maybe you'll get him back again, won't you?
I hope so. Anxious to get started on this. Get into that big money.
Well, Lom, I still don't see how you're going to make so much money out of this. Looks to me like once you get them 11 pioneers tuned up and get your $165, well, then you're all done.
All done? What about repeat business?
Huh?
Well, them pioneers will get out of tune again, and then I'll have the whole thing to do over. There's another $165 right there. And the best part of it is it'll just take me a couple of days to do it. $82.50 a day ain't bad money, you know.
No, but how many days do you do that? I know Sister Simpson ain't had that pine or hers tuned more than twice in the last 10 years.
Yeah, well, I'm going to change all that.
Change it?
I'm going to give them a special rate if they'll have it done at least once a month.
Oh.
And I'm going to branch out and take in Cherry Hill and over at Odin and Board Camp. Wait a minute. Wait. There's my call.
Oh.
Hello?
Oh.
How's that, Mamie? Oh, well, keep trying. Yeah, you just got to get hold of him. It's a matter of life and death. Yeah, hurry it up, Mamie. Granny, if I don't find out what that feller's going to tell me, I'm going to die.
Well, it ain't that important, is it, Long?
What do you mean it ain't that important? My whole future depends on it, that's all. What he was about to tell me is a key to my new career.
Tis, huh?
Yeah, I can't start being a millionaire pioneer tuner until I learn how to tune pioneers, can I?
Well, no.
If I wait too long, somebody else is liable to get in ahead of me and beat me to all that business. Grannies, I wonder if anybody else was listening in on that phone call.
Well, what if they was?
What if they was? I don't want my secret to get out. I got this idea of pioneer tuning business myself. And after all the groundwork I've did, I don't want somebody to jump in at the last minute and take all the profits.
No.
I've just got to find out what that fella was going to tell me before it's too late. I better call Mamie again.
Well, Mom, Mamie'll let you know as quick as she gets hold of him.
I can't wait for that. This is too big a thing. It's too big an opportunity to sit back and wait for somebody. Hello, Mamie? This is Mom again.
Sweet, precious stuff.
Out. Have you got that fella yet? Well, find out what the trouble is and get it straightened out. This call has got to go through. Well, do better than your best. I've just got to talk to him. All right, Mamie. Granny, this is driving me stark raving, man.
Oh,
crazy.
Mom, now, don't get so excited.
Excited?
You're going to bust your collar button if you ain't careful.
Well, how can you ask a man to take it easy at a time like this?
Well, aim your neck in some other direction, then. Doggit, I don't want my eyes put out by flying collar button.
I could just talk to him for another 2 minutes. I'd be on my way. Wait a minute. There he is.
Well, watch out, Lum. Don't try to
get out of my way.
Telephone off the wall there. We got to use that some more.
Hello?
Me alive.
Yeah, I'm ready. Put him on.
Looks like a squirrel going up that post after that.
Hello? Hello? Granny said, I had a hard time getting you. Why, this is Lum Eddard, the fellow you was talking to about pine or tuna.
I had a hard time dodging.
Yeah, that's right. Now, what was it you were starting to say just when we was cut off? Yeah, I heard that, but what was you starting to say right after that? What? Oh, is that it? Oh, well, much obliged to you. Goodbye.
Well, what was it? What are you going to tell you, Lum?
Oh, nothing.
Now, Lum, it must have been something. Now, come on, tell me.
Abner, do you know what that varmint was getting ready to say to me?
That's what I'm trying to find out. What was it?
Goodbye.
Huh?
You heard me. All he wanted to say was goodbye.
Well, Lum, you'll have to look elsewhere for the basic principles of piano tuning. Earlier in the program, I told you about a disabled veteran who, despite his disability, is well along the road to taking his place as a self-reliant, tax-paying, productive citizen. It's part of the Veterans Administration's job to help all disabled veterans along the same road. Now, you fellows who suffered wounds and disease in the service of our country know that most of you may be entitled to compensation, or you know that you can apply for it at any time, and that the nearest Veterans Administration office is the place to apply. So, to speed up your application, here are a few tips. Bring with you your discharge papers and any evidence you may have as to your condition and its causes. Be sure to use your full name exactly as it appears on your service record. As soon as you've been given a claim number, use it in all correspondence with the VA, but only write when it's absolutely necessary. By doing so, you will enable the VA to give you and all other disabled veterans speedy and efficient service. And that's the Here's to Veterans tribute from Lum and Abner, with music by Ralph Emerson, who, with their sponsors and the American Federation of Musicians, the American Federation of Radio Artists, the Advertising Council, and this station, have donated their services and time to the Veterans Administration as a public service. Tune in again for another star-studded Here's to Veterans show. And veterans, for advice and help on your insurance, education, loans, medical care, and other benefits, write or visit your nearest Veterans Administration office.